And now we turn to some letters to the evening news. The time of the year that is Halloween and November the 5th looms large, and indeed too large, according to the correspondence. John Cotterell of Little Plumstead thinks too much is made of Halloween and would prefer to be left in peace. I will be very interested to hear from other readers regarding their thoughts on Halloween. Why is it that parents encourage children to knock on strangers' doors on the 31st of October, yet for the other 364 days of the year, children are told not to approach or speak to strangers? I've never been able to quite work this one out. Strange, isn't it? The sound of children, hyped up as a result of a huge sugar intake throughout the day, loitering outside your house, is all you need after a hard day's work. It will be much appreciated if these attention-seeking parents and their children let the rest of us have a peaceful evening.
Then we go on to Guy Fawkes Night, and again a little bit of moderation is called for, according to Mrs. Hopper of Corston, who says, "Concerning fireworks, I love the organised bonfire night and fireworks, but I do think they should be kept to a few days around November the 5th. My daughter and family moved to Michigan in the early 1990s, and keeping some fireworks after a July the 4th celebration they attended, told friends about Guy Fawkes and November the 5th, and thought they'd have an English event. Then they discovered that it was important to speak to the local police station, and were informed nothing was allowed that made big bangs, and close households had to be advised of time and date. They now live in North Carolina, and because a spark could ignite the dried needles and debris from the pine trees, bonfires and fireworks are forbidden."
We imagine that a lot of listeners will agree with David Coe of Norwich, who considers the Christmas bonanza starts too early. Year after year, as one gets older, the preparation for Christmas seems to start earlier every year. Late September and early October, the majority of shops in Norwich, and I've no doubt every other shop in the country, starts advertising and stocking up with their Christmas goods. Packet after package of Christmas cards, nearly all with idyllic scenes of Christmases past with snow. I can only remember that happening once in my entire life. And a sweet-looking robin, who spends all the summer months in my garden fighting like hell with each other. Tin after tin of every type of chocolates made, packets of date. Is there a law stating that dates can only be eaten at Christmas? Christmas puddings, probably made last year or even the year before. And high piles of boxes of a popular individually wrapped chocolate on which advertising on the television has already started, and now in nearly all our large to medium-sized shops. This is without all the advertising in papers and magazines about where you can book your work's Christmas dinner or where you can spend the Christmas period out of the house being pampered and waited on every minute. Women with children and a partner or husband must dream that one day it will be them. It's a shame that what Christmas is really about has been forgotten by most people, especially now that we are a multicultural country and Christmas is now seen by many as a commercial opportunity to simply make money and forget the religious side.
To finish with a modern constant in our lives is the plastic credit card. Mike Josefiak of Aylsham sees advantages in abandoning cards and going back to cash. He says, "A visit to local Aylsham trader today brought home the lesson of only relying on cash in your pocket. Not having enough money on me and having left my credit card at home, I had to decline the purchase. Had I a card, I would have been sorely tempted to use it. The banks full well know that the psychological effect of plastic, it puts us deeper into debt than if we relied only on cash, which is why they plan to eliminate all cash eventually. When we run out of pocket cash, we stop spending. This, however, is not in the bank's self-interest, despite the fact that the UK consumer credit debt is currently in the excess of £1,600 billion. Phew. What did Shakespeare say? Neither a lender nor borrower be, for loan oft loses itself and friend. Too true. People in debt can be more easily controlled and influenced, Another fact politicians are fully aware of.